Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to Lawmaster Podcast, episode 132 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. How are you all doing?
They've all had a lovely Christmas.
Yes, they have.
This was the funniest thing from the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Apart from the thing I was telling you about doctors, we'll talk about in a minute. Have you bunged a bob for the big bong bang bells or whatever it is?
What are you talking about?
Boris is having a new campaign. You've got a bung, that means pay.
Yeah.
A bob, which is some money.
Yeah.
For Big Ben's bong bongs or something.
So refurbishing Big Ben.
So Big Ben's fucked at the moment.
Right.
So it's unusable.
So hang on. Hang on. Somebody, not everyone might know what Big Ben. Yeah, but that's a very English term for a bell, isn't it?
No, it's the bell.
Yeah, okay, so
Big Ben is the bell in Westminster.
Yeah, okay.
In the UK.
That's what you need to say.
Okay, well, okay. It's like, what is the Statue of Liberty? What is this thing?
Right.
So, The bell's been taken out because it's been refurbished.
Yeah.
And some fucking arrogant Tory no-mark, who's now finished because he's ERG are non-existent now,
yeah,
has come up with a day to pile on. What's it called when you've got them on the floor in Blood Bowl and you kind of jump on them? Piling on.
Piling on to try and get an injury.
He's already down. I don't care. Let's get in there.
Have another go.
And so what they want to do is they want to have Big Ben bong at 11 o'clock on the 31st of January, whenever we leave the EU.
Oh, we see, and use that as a
New Year's charge.
Yeah,
so they're going to, but of
and
course,
then use that to get people to donate.
No, so the toilet thought of this idea and put it into like Parliament. So they had to have a debate on this shit, and they can't even do it because Big Ben's been dismantled.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So now it's like costs $500,000 to ring the bell because they've got to put it all back together. They've got to pay £500,000 to get fucking workmen in, special workmen, to rebuild the fucking bell to ring 11 times on the 31st of January or whatever the
fuck. But weren't they going to rebuild it anyway?
Yeah, but not in like when it's finished.
Oh, I see.
So they've got to put it back together just to ring it to take it apart again.
Oh no, really?
So, like, obviously, the taxpayer's not paying for this because this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then Boris came up with the idea that people can put their money in, get their hand in their pocket, and bang a bob for Big Ben's bong or whatever. So like a crowdfunder, like a Kickstarter.
So the government is kickstarting.
Kickstarting. Rebuild Big Ben just to fucking pile on the Ramonas.
Yeah, just so it can ring and then be dismantled again.
And ring and be dismantled again and make sure those Ramonas really feel it when they bing bong.
Oh my god, that's pretty poor, isn't it? Yeah.
This is all we've got to worry about, is it?
Yeah.
Whether or not we ring some fucking bell.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And apart from that, the funniest thing was that we haven't met GP. We haven't met A&E because Paul works at A&E, so we haven't met A&E waiting time targets now for 3 years.
Quite a while, yeah.
And it's done monthly, so it's like every month now for three years.
Still not done it.
And it's getting worse.
Every month's getting worse.
Even though it's not actually that bad at the moment, weather-wise. It's not cold.
No. And that's the danger. I mean, that's what's really worrying.
So the new idea
is
like, we can't meet these targets. Yeah. There's no point pretending anymore.
No.
So let's just get rid of the targets.
Yeah.
So the new idea is just to have GP-led targets. Oh, no, sorry, doctor-led targets. So basically, the doctor will assess you and say what your target is. And no doubt that target will be whatever the target is
that is needed
to see you.
Like, you've waited 2 hours to be seen because you've had a massive MI.
2 hours was the wait.
2 hours was the wait, wasn't it? That was the target.
That was spot on. That was exactly
what we wanted you to, like, we wanted you to die first. And then we could save you.
And you, Mr. I've got a rag fingernail or
you,
period pain or whatever it is.
No, you waited 5 days.
Which is exactly as we predicted.
Exactly as we wanted. Yeah. No, I mean, basically, as I was saying to Barry before we went recorded, is that, okay, that's I guess, an idea. But knowing doctors and like knowing how this thing works, no doctor and the majority and some would say, oh no, I put myself, you know, I don't act this way. But okay, fair enough then. But that's not what I see your peers do. Is that no doctor's going to want to admit, like, show that they're doing badly? you know, when it's their turn in charge, and it'll be the lead consultant of the day that we call an epic, you know, like emergency person in charge, and so they will just say the targets or whatever the patients. It won't be like
they'll write the target after the patient's left.
Yeah, exactly. And
the target for this one was 7 hours.
So we discharge them, and when do we hit the target? Yeah, there we go. Tick that box because it'll all be done retrospectively. That it won't. So basically, there ain't no targets.
There ain't no like, targets.
Not that really are patient focused.
Okay. So just to let you know, it is Wednesday the 15th. It's been a little while, to say the least. Mm. It's
not my fault, though.
Some of it was your fault. You're blaming your... We tried to Skype a few and they just wouldn't work due to...
Which is weird. Like,
no, it is what it is.
Yeah, but it's...
It's not my end. I live like 100 yards from an exchange.
It's definitely my end, so apologies for that. But it's weird that it works and then it doesn't work. Anyway, never mind.
So it's 10 to 2-ish.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Paul is in Paul Winter Palace, so the fact that he's multitasking, I have no control over. I can't take everything off him. Just at the moment, just to let you know, he is gluing some, looks like, Flames of War Italian.
Yes, they are, exactly.
So you might hear clipping and gluing.
Yeah.
He's also, I find, he's also painting what looked like 50... how big is that thing, though?
I don't know. It's not scaled, is it? Yeah.
So he's got, you know that you get the big Mr. and Mrs. that go on cakes?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess they came painted and, like...
Yeah, badly, badly
you've
painted.
You've undercoated them grey.
Oh, yeah, because I'll start painting them.
And now you're painting them. How are you going to keep that white train?
That'll be a little tricky. I might have to paint it.
You might have to cut it off, fella, before you put too much on it and then glue it back on.
Yeah, maybe. I'll see what I can do. I'll just repaint it. Yeah, but
paint
anyway,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's now going into the wedding business, the wedding planner.
You're going to let me explain?
So how big is that, do you reckon?
I don't know, 56 mil plus? Yeah.
They're big. Like Inquisitor size.
Yeah. Basically, somebody at work who's a, elderly colleague. Who's an elderly colleague.
Who's seen you, no doubt, at lunchtime.
Yeah,
being a fucking
exactly.
A painting shit.
Yeah, and be like, oh, like, and after abusing me for it, it's like, oh, actually,
There's a use for this.
Yeah, and so it's a wedding display for their young relative, and they're like, it's not a difficult job. It's like,
well, I think it is a difficult job.
No,
have they given you pictures to copy?
Yes, I've got a picture of the two people in question. I'm to try and match their clothes like best I can. Now, obviously, some won't work because like the guy's not wearing a waistcoat or something like that. But it's like, you know, I will do my best, and it will look a lot better than it was because it was a cheap, like painterly. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't... Anyone took any time to paint it.
Oh, yeah, it would have been painted in China, like a thousand an hour or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just doing it for free. Yeah.
I like it.
Because I'm nice.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that they saw something rip the piss out of you for like months on end.
Totally. Like, yeah, I was like, you were pretty...
Hey, nerd! Do my homework, nerd!
Yeah, it basically is. It's like, you're pretty critical of me when you didn't want something from me. It's like you, isn't it? Do you mind just doing this thing for me, please?
Just do this thing. Yeah. Anyway, so today, we haven't even told you what the topic's going to be. It's going to be Xmas War Master 2019.
Yep.
We've also done a couple of recordings, so I'm not sure which ones. I'm definitely putting the Star Wars one on this one, because the sooner that gets out, the better, because if we leave much later, nobody's going to care.
Well, didn't anyone care now? Right, yeah, go on. Yep.
So there's a spoiler-filled Star Wars review.
Yeah.
With Arthur in tow, because that was recorded a few days ago when Paul came over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there's also, there's a Cromarty Forge. Well, that was a big blow. I think that might have been...
Dustbin. Yeah, it's a dustbin. That's not an explosion.
Yeah, it was big, wasn't it?
And took me back to Iraq and Afghan.
So that's one of those big dustbins that they...
I was saying what was over there as well.
Hey, nerd!
Will you stop getting blown up?
That was a thing. So, you've been over there.
Yeah.
Not to Iran, because we ain't been in Iran. Yeah. Or it was in Iraq.
It's dangerous to go to Iran as a British.
In Iraq. Was it Iraq or Iran where they... It must have been Iraq where they
assassinated the general.
And then they had some bombs thrown at them.
That was Iraq, it's Iraq.
Yeah, Iraq, okay. Mm-hmm. And nobody was even injured. So they must have pre-warned them.
No, the Americans knew about that hours, if not longer, like maybe days before it actually happened. Yeah, yeah. So accommodation blocks were destroyed, but ain't no Americans in them.
But amazingly, the Americans knew, but the fucking Iraqis didn't know. because they were still flying fucking planes in and out over the top of where they fucking
should be. Yeah, but it's a bit hard just to stop your like Heathrow version of an airport. Yeah,
well, I'm sure I would if I was like launching hundreds of missiles.
Mate, well, I mean,
I know we're a different kind of country, but you'd imagine they'd say, you know, let's ground all fucking planes while we launching.
No, I think they would just carry on.
Carry on. Well, you know better than me.
Yeah. I mean, there was either good counterintelligence, or actually, Iran wanted to tip off the Americans so they didn't kill any Americans, so thus
to de-escalate
further.
A bit of chest beating.
Yeah, exactly. Looks good, but actually, no one's like, because there were no zero American casualties. We don't like. It doesn't get worse.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Oh, okay.
Star Wars.
We're going to talk about Star Wars.
Got to talk about Star Wars.
Yeah.
You're shit.
Is that it? That's all you need to know.
No, okay, yeah.
I'm quite disappointed that there are people out there
who liked it.
Younger than me, a little bit.
Yeah.
Normally my age or older.
Yeah.
Who are adamant that this is actually a very good film.
What?
So
we're talking about Son of Skywalker. No, Rise of Skywalker.
7, 8, 9, 10, 10 out of 10. We're talking people are
no, it's not.
That this is not only a good film, it's like a great film, and it's on par with your kind of Return of the Jedi. So
it's episode 9. It's better than episode 8, but
that doesn't take
like,
a lot of fella.
You know, that does not say much.
I would rather watch episode 1, which had Jar Jar Binks in it, again than this.
Well,
and that's me being completely honest. If you put them in front of me, I would never watch 8 again. I've never I've watched it once, I will never touch that again.
It would take a lot. Like
you couldn't even pay me. I'm not wasting.
You couldn't even pay me.
I'm not wasting my life watching that again. Like, I've never watched the end of Game of Thrones again, and I will never watch it again. I might watch Game of Thrones again, but I'll just stop at season 7.
I
ain't going down this road again. But why would you watch episode 8 again? Why would you ever watch episode 9 again? What would they have to do to make me watch this again?
Okay, so there's a couple of things like about this. It's like with episode 9. It's like right. So okay, why the random 16 hours?
It makes
like,
no
time
sense.
Like why this?
Now, because they have to have a feeling of time moving.
Because in some effect, what really annoys me about these movies is when they break their own canon. Like, as in they say, okay, in this movie, they jumped ahead into this technology here. Like, so these Death Stars, like, well, there's a separate point coming on, have all got their own Death Star guns. Basically, a gun that is capable of destroying a planet. They all have it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
where before, it was like, the Death Star was significant because it was the only thing in the galaxy. Remember, Han says, like, to half the ships of half the galaxy, like, a long time to blow up a planet. They can't do it. Well, this Death Star could do it instantly. Now these all these new Death Stars, you know, can do it because they have this gun. And it's like, okay, that's a massive leap of technology.
But why do they need 1,000 of them?
But for them to like be in dock in a planet and to then come up and be used, they have to. They can't go upwards. They literally have to have this communications tower telling them what to do. And you're like, it makes no sense. Like they did that suddenly they've got worse technology than episode 4. Like I remember, like the staff, like all the little rebel craft could come up and take off, which these Star Destroyers can't do.
Well, I think that they're saying because there's so many of them. It's like a rush hour. Somebody's got to be controlling rush hour because they've got no proximity alarms.
Okay. Then the next thing.
No, that was really bold.
Yeah. That's a terrible point.
Where are the 150 million stormtroopers?
My next point is like, so Palpatine, because they obviously the Emperor, they had to have a baddie, and they killed off the other baddie. We had a bad decision in the last movie, and it's like, right, so we have to have a baddie. Who could it be? Let's pretend it's Palpatine. Let's say it's the Emperor again. Okay, he didn't die. Because it is, but people do fall on this decision in Star Wars and not die.
Leia floated through space forever.
Maybe Palpatine was a clone. Who knows? He does like cloning. You know, like,
maybe it wasn't him.
But they never
answered. Maybe it was a false image of him, like Luke.
Maybe.
It wasn't even there.
And so they're like, right, so we're building these ships. Like, for 30 years we're building these ships.
It's a lot of ships.
That's a lot of ships. Who's building them? Who's manning them? An entire generation of humans, like,
lives and dies, manages ships.
Who's feeding her?
And they never go anywhere. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, I call bullshit on that. Like, unless they're all automated, like there's no living people on them, they're all piloted by droids or something, there is no, like, how can he possibly have the numbers? Even a planet, like, as in, like, come on. Like,
there's nobody on the planet. Planet
yeah, exactly. There's no one on that planet.
Apart from, whatever.
So it's like, where are these people coming from? Why? Like, if you're like, oh, I've been manning this ship, like, for 30 years and we've never gone anywhere. Like, come on. That's ridiculous. And then my next...
Well, hang on, you didn't finish the 16-hour point.
Yeah, well, why...
Because the 16 hours, if you actually look at what they did in that 16 hours, it's preposterous. It would have taken 16 months to do what they did. Armada at the end would have taken 16 months.
Yeah, exactly. And that to me, though, that's the biggest crime this movie does. It's just like, so what do they say? Okay, we've got 2 hours left. Right.
Not even 2 hours. Ten minutes.
Like, Han, go off and get us help, because we're just going to attack this, like, you know, literally our starship, our fighters are outnumbered by Star Destroyers, and we're going to attack this, like, this thing, and, like, on the assumption that Han will get us some help. And he does, and he turns up with ridiculous
Dunkirk.
About people.
It's like Dunkirk.
So all these people manning these other flotsam and jetsam craft, and there's a lot of it, like, what were they doing? Like, I was at work, and I better stop being at work, because Han Solo says, I've got to defeat
now.
I've got to go now to defeat the Emperor.
But we need supplies,
who I just assume, I believe in, is alive, and we've got to go. I've got to stop my job. I've got to get in my personal starship, fly off over there.
It's like Game of Thrones, there's no sense of time.
Yeah.
It's like, they come from all over the galaxy to here in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's like, what? And it's like, this is totally bullshit.
So, and then Palpatine, he's so strong now.
Oh, as you know.
He destroys, like, 1,000 ships with lightning.
Yeah.
And he dodges all his ships.
Yeah.
Gets all the enemy ships.
Yeah.
But then he's so weak that Rey just crosses her
flight lane.
That's enough to kill him.
Yeah.
Like Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
She crossed the beam.
Crossed the screen.
And that was enough to kill him.
I mean, we watched this together at the cinema, and when when Han Solo, what's his name? Not Han Solo.
Apollo Creed. I don't know what his name
is. I can't remember his character's name.
Lando
Calrissian.
Yeah.
Like, when he turns up with the world, like, a ridiculous amount of... I actually laughed out loud. I was like, well, this is... I mean, in the cinema, I remember, I was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, like, and yeah, and he told me, like, and the Emperor goes so OP with his force power, it's just like, so, like, he doesn't destroy every ship, because literally, he's wiped out the universe then. It's like, but he, like, disables them all, which conveniently, yeah, only them, not his stuff.
Yeah,
he's that accurate at, like, aiming...
Taking thousands out at a time.
And they're like, what? It's like, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, but then, as you say, like, oh, but he cannot... Like, if he can do that, he doesn't need anything else. He is God, basically. And it's like, and to him, like, Rey should have just been like, oh, yeah, you knew you're God. Yeah, some of it, it's like Nagash levels of power then. It's like, some of my mind will destroy you. Yeah, it's like, oh. It was not good. The thing is,
levels.
The thing is, you watch these things and you want it to be better. Like, come on. But it's like, in the time, you know, say in 10 years' time, that people will still be like, oh, like, I remember the original Star Wars. Like, people will know who Luke Skywalker is, and they'll know who Han Solo is. They're not going to know who Rey is and Finn.
Well, they will, because in the same way that when I was 7, I did go to the cinema and watch
it. Yeah.
There are kids going to the cinema now, and this is their first experience. And for them, it's new and
fresh.
Poor them. Like having horses run along spaceships. Which makes us, why don't they just list to the right, they're all gone.
It's three-dimensional craft. Of course the ship could just tilt. And it's like...
They'll fall off!
And it's like, oh, a cavalry charge. Oh, my God. I mean,
let's take the horses up there.
In this movie, there were so many plot lines they just didn't answer. Like, Finn is trying to tell, like, Rey something.
Oh, but...
And even, like...
I don't care what he's saying.
Like, oh, shut that down. And it's like... And then they're like, does Lando have a child? Like, is he, like... Because he has a two-minute dialogue with one of the...
like the other, yeah. the female, other female character. Is that his daughter? Oh, no, no, just keep going, just keep going. Like, yeah, like don't worry about that. Just keep rolling on. And he's just like, you're not, aren't you? Just creating all these.
Yeah, but they're
like,
setting up for the next set.
Oh. And then, well, then I hear.
Have you ever watched the Transformers movie?
What, the original 80s one?
No, the new ones.
New one? No, they're awful.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Yeah,
just keep it running.
Yeah, keep it going.
It's like, there's no story here. It's just like non-stop action scenes at a million miles an hour with no dialogue or anything. Like the thing was, what's his face? C-3PO can't decipher the code.
Yeah, but because there, it's like maybe because the Emperor doesn't want anyone to read Sith or something. So maybe there's some canon there. But yeah, totally, it's just like, can't read that. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm a pro. And it literally, they say it.
So I'd rather die.
Is that, like, it's like they literally say that. So the one time we actually want you to do the thing that you are created for, you can't do it. Like, you know, like, you can't shut up normally. Like, now we want you to talk, and you won't say it.
It's miserable. It's miserable. People going back and rewatching it, saying it was brilliant. I'm going back and watching it again tomorrow. So I wouldn't watch this again if you paid me, man.
No,
I paid £15.50 for this madness.
That's outrageous. I mean, I would. I guess if it was on TV and there wasn't something better on,
there's got to be something better.
But it
Dickinson's bargain hunt or something. There must be something better. The news.
I mean, yeah, the news is interesting. Yeah, like, but yeah, it was. And that's the thing. It's like, but ultimately, you just want it to be better. And it's like it could be better. It's like it really could, because then you look at Rogue One, which is, I think personally, the best Star Wars movie that's been done. And that is a movie done recently. And that is a movie that is both feels old but is new.
But it's not aimed at kids, is it? Rogue One. It's like, a bit more mature. Is
well,
it? Everybody dies. It's quite dark.
Yeah, okay. But it's so much better. So much better.
Because it's aimed for you. It's like I was trying to explain, I don't know who to, but I was saying I managed to watch The Mandalorian by flying over to America once a week.
Yes,
and then flying back.
Yes,
yeah, as you do.
Expensive.
But worth it. Yeah. But even though that's not perfect, you can tell that's aimed at me.
Yeah.
And so, this film is not aimed at me.
Do you think that movies should have like categories, like the target audience, like not age restrictions? So like, maybe that as well. So this is a 12A movie, but it's aimed at these. This is
12A.
That's what it's aimed at. It's like
The Hobbit. The Hobbit wasn't aimed at me. There were good bits in The Hobbit.
Yeah.
But it's like it's way too long, and it's not really aimed at me. It's too like light-hearted and silly.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
The barrel run and all that stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Lord of the Rings was a similar age. I think it was a 15, but that was definitely aimed at like more mature people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And well, because the really the prequel to Lord of the Rings is a Silmarillion, but that isn't a movie.
What was it going to be aimed at? Who's it aimed for? It's aimed for like kids, like these new Star Wars.
Oh, I don't know. Well, yes, must be
because the original Star Wars were probably aimed at kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this one is maybe you've changed. Maybe the films haven't changed. Maybe you've changed.
Maybe, but to say something good about it,
what?
Like, well, about this episode, Knights Rise of Skywalker, is that they made good use of what footage they had over Leia Organa.
Well, she should have died last episode.
Which she should have done, but she didn't.
Well, what was the point?
All of that stuff of her was what was left up was like cut out of like. Previous, like they'd shot before, like so that was somebody else.
Why bother keeping her alive? Not only could she have died and should she have died in the movie, she actually died in real life. And you still decided to keep her alive.
Well, yeah, but then they dealt with it. Like I think the best way they could have done.
Well, apart from she could have just floated off into space.
Well, yeah, but that's episode 8, not episode 9. We're talking about episode 9. Like, okay, so we've been given this bad set of cards here. The best one, they probably dealt with that the best way they could. So that's a good point, that's a plus point.
It felt a lot like the end of Game of Thrones, where it's like, we've got a tidy knot. At the end of the day, no one's going to be happy anyway. Just get it done and move on.
Just get it done.
And move on.
Where have I heard that recently?
Like, Daenerys, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
That's not very good, is it?
It's not very good, is it? That disappoints everybody.
So I've wasted 8 years, 10 years on this for it to end like this. I mean, why couldn't she have had the throne? Even shorter. Daenerys. Why did she suddenly have to go nuts in like the space of an afternoon?
Because you're choosing not to see the foreshadowing that was some of it. It's not wasn't enough, but it was some foreshadowing.
Of Bran.
Well, no, of her going crazy.
No, so somebody had to get the throne.
Yes, but Bran was the patch. Him, like...
Who was a better story than a cripple? Everyone. Like, or if you pick another one.
He doesn't even identify as a Stark. Like, he thinks he's a three-eyed raven.
Just pick any of the others. Sam Tarly, any of them would be the best story.
Better than him. Like...
Yes, it was poor.
So, but have you watched it again?
What, episode, series 8?
Yeah.
No, but I would.
Would you?
Yes, because it had some cool fantasy elements in it. Like, some cool stuff. Yeah, I mean, like, the world's worst fought battle in episode 3, wasn't it? Yeah, the Battle of Winterfell. Like,
oh, yeah, I mean, no, but so, like, the bit there, right, so what's his face? Old no-nuts.
What?
What's the guy, the Unsullied?
Unsullied, Andy Unsullied, Grey Worm.
Grey Worm. So Grey Worm's going to be a little bit cut up, isn't he?
Yes, that he's lost his potential love of his life, yeah. But yeah, he's...
And Daenerys?
Yeah, yeah.
Gets killed by Jon Snow?
Yes.
Who just gets to go up to the New World or up north or wherever again?
They get to conveniently go somewhere where they all die of a fever in 6 months.
There was so much nonsense in that. In the same way, there's so much. I think maybe at the end of the day, you just can't. You can't finish a story this epic in a good way that's going to please everybody. So just don't bother. Just get it done and move on.
I mean, I'm currently watching The Witcher at the moment. And
is it good?
It is, but it would be so... But basically, it's...
I've
not known a programme like it where it's cutting, like, it's the scenes are set, like, some years before the other one, or years after. So it's an overall time... It's not following a chronological timeline, and it's not telling you... It gives you no clue, as in, like, it doesn't say, like, this is 10 years earlier, or this is 5 years later.
How do you know?
I don't know how you know. I know because...
Is it a beard? No beard?
Yeah, no. He looks the same. Literally, it's like, I only know that because I've watched the YouTube video that explained the story for me. Because I was like, I can't follow the story. Because, like, what? Why now? I mean, there's, like, some cool, really cool elements in it. And when they spend it, when they've got the budget, they spent it. It looks good. When they haven't got the budget, it does not look good. But there's a guy that looks like straight out of fucking Narnia in it. You know, like, that is a really poor costume. Like, Henry Cavill owns that role, and I'm enjoying it. But it's like it's not like people say, oh, it's like Game of Thrones. It's like, no, it's not.
Right.
Like at least Game of Thrones did world building good well. Mm. Like, I mean, I'm here. I'm just I only have an idea of what is happening in the story because I've cheated and
someone's explained it on the internet.
Yeah.
Right. So I will maybe look at Witcher. You've got to do Mandalorian and
afford the plane tickets.
And the boys.
Yeah. Yes. I need to
You should have had your free Prime trial like everybody else.
Yeah. Everybody has to watch them.
It was good. The Boys was good.
Yes, I believe it is.
You will enjoy it, no doubt, no doubt. So what have you got in the box, Paul? What's in your box?
I have the models from Cromarty Forge. So these were sent to me as exclusive pre-Kickstarter copies.
Exclusive.
10 units of his upcoming Vampire Count / Undead Norse.
Cool. Range.
And, what I'll do is I'll paint a stand of each of them. I'll put them on social media next to GW's one. Yeah, I have a painted fan by Council Army. And, I'll say what I honestly think of them. But as I say, absolute judgment will be done for me once I've painted a stand of them and I'm comparing them like for like. That's how I'll be able
to. So, I mean, it's a fantastic thing that you get two armies for the price of one.
I think it's great. I mean, like,
it is good.
So I was yesterday. Yeah, this might be stitched on a different day, but like yesterday.
Oh, we got Arthur, by the way, here.
I played in the War Master Ancients event,
And
we can't talk about that.
No, no, I'm just saying. And I was talking in. To be honest, I was annoying myself. I should have brought these down and brought them out at the table.
Would have been a good idea.
Yeah, I was like dumbass of me, but I didn't think of that. But anyway, but I was talking about it, and everyone was very complimentary that you could use these for two. This range would be used for two different armies. That was a massive plus point.
If you want to stretch it, you could even use it in ancients. I guess.
Why not?
Norse.
Well, there's everything, isn't there, in ancients?
So we've got here, I think, because it's hard to describe, isn't it? Because these are black knights, but in Norse they would be the only cavalry Norse have, medium cav.
Which would be all they've got, yeah.
Yeah, medium cav. So they look, I don't know, do they look more medium cav than heavy cav? It doesn't really matter, is it? Because you're proxying two different things. So
I mean,
they can't be heavy cav and medium cav. So they're just what they are.
With an ancient, like reading through a lot of ancient lists recently for that coming of that event, like, you know, a guy, like, there's not a lot of difference, is there, totally, between, like, this is heavy cavalry, until the predominance of heavy plate,
and the horse
itself is armoured, then, like, a man on the back of a horse with a shield is, you know...
They've definitely got barding on them, these guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got a unit of, whatever they would be, medium cav in Norse and... Yep. Black Knights.
Mm-hmm.
We have a unit here. Now, these must be the ethereal hosts,
yes,
I guess.
So they'd be the ghosts of the list. The
now, they probably don't have a role in the Norse list, I don't think.
Probably not. But you could.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Probably not. But I mean, yeah. So, as ghosts go, they're very ghosty. As always, it's amazing he gets these back on strips, because there's no other manufacturer makes them on strips, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Everybody else makes them as single stands, apart mm-hmm. from Cobblestone. Is it Cobblestone? Some Lord of the Ringsy stuff. So we've got some ghosties.
Yep.
We have here... now, this is going to be quite hard to describe. These are, I guess... Are they meant to be skeletons in the...
Let's look...
Well, they'll be Huskarls, I think.
So you could use them either as Grave Guard or the regular skeleton unit, aren't they?
Oh, so let's call them Grave Guard and Huskarls.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is right or wrong.
Because
the Kickstarter's not out, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But these, I would say, Grave Guard Huskarls. Yeah. And they've got very intricate shields, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Who's these? Zomboys.
Zombie.
But, I mean, primarily, it's an undead army.
Yeah, yeah.
With just some overlap into Norse. The Norse list, apart from the monsters, is quite narrow.
Mm. Predominantly infantry of two different types. Yeah.
Huskarls. Max Huskarls.
Like, you know,
Max Huskarls.
In there, and he has done some. They're totally for the Norse list.
Okay, so these fellas are...
So they could be the Grave Guard, couldn't they?
Yes, so these are our Grave Guard stroke Huskarls.
Yeah, so...
And the other ones would be Bondsmen stroke Skeletons.
Skeletons, yeah.
Or, yeah, okay, cool. So these have got... they don't have shields, but they have two-handed weapons.
Yeah, and that got to reflect what... Yeah, they're heavily armoured, two-handed weapon dude. Yeah, skeletons.
They're nice. Lots of warhammers and great axes and stuff. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, well done.
So this unit of archers, this is definitely only in the Norse list, because the Norse list has some archers, and the vampire counts don't. They have no range game at all, vampire counts. Nothing. So that's a simple unit just to bridge that gap.
Skellybob archers.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Your Felbats or your,
Felbats on there?
Well, they have in Norse, they have a unit of Valkyries.
These are not Valkyries.
They're not Valkyries, because he's come up with a really different concept for Valkyries, which is this unit.
Okay, we'll go there. So these are Felbats.
Yeah, they're your Felbats.
Mm. Although, I'm not a naturalist. I'm not sure they're actually bats.
Okay. Birds. Carrion. Caravan.
Carrion, yeah, like, more like, yeah,
evil,
carrion.
Evil crows.
Like the... Maybe even eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Don't know.
So this unit here, they're your like Valkyrie stand-ins. So what you have is winged horses. like winged undead.
Okay, so these are almost like your Pegasus riders.
Like, undead Pegasus riders. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's how you represent your Valkyries. So again, that's not a unit that's in a vampire count range.
He's done them in a really interesting way. So you got the guy on the horse, and then you've got a pair of wings that clip into his back.
So maybe you don't have to put the wings on; you use them for something else.
No, they've got a gap in the back. You can have to fill the gap in. You can fill the gap in. Nice pairs of wings, though. Yeah.
Here's your direwolves.
Now, direwolves, these are your 40-point chaos hands,
yeah,
aren't they?
Exactly that. Yeah.
I like the fact that one of them's got a sword in its back.
Yeah, but he's dead.
They're all dead. Now, again, I'm not sure there's anything in the Norse list for these, is there? There is for the Valkyrie.
I don't think so.
This Valkyrie is only Norse, isn't
it? Yeah, it's only Norse, yeah. Two of these units are only in a Norse list. The archers as well are only in Vampire Camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we've got some hounds. Yeah, very nice. And what's
leaving
this
us
like?
Ghouls.
Ghouls.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that's alive in the Vampire Camp is. And I would take them just because of that. We have initiative.
Yeah, but they're not great. Oh, yeah, initiative is good.
Like,
that's the Russ. How good initiative.
Being confused is not good, but having initiative is good.
They're not exactly elite troops, are they?
No.
I think so.
No. Vampire Counts works because it is massive and it can bring back more.
And it's got knights.
And it's got some knights, yeah.
And two good spells. And lots of good shenaniganry.
I say, again, after playing Ancients, I can appreciate a 4-up armor save a lot more than I have been recently.
I bet you were hooked on your free 10-centimetre move. Although I bet that won you many, many games, the fact there was no 10-centimetre move. Many people were stranded after your flanks.
We're talking about that on another...
Well, once you flank somebody, and they're on Leadership 6, to start with, good luck with that.
Yeah,
Leadership 4...
And with that extra 9 is 1 for if your flank is uncovered, unprotected. So if it is protected, if you can't get to it, so if there's a situation where, so my your flank is anchored by a wood, then it's protected because my cavalry, which are there, can't get into that wood, and thus it is protected.
Right.
So it just got the negative 1 for an enemy near. But yeah.
Get around the back.
Get around the back.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night. Right, so I think John at Chromity Forge is releasing these in a week or two.
He's saying that he wants to put the Kickstarter out mid-January. Whenever I say it was a 30-day Kickstarter, I mean, the way he operates, you'll have it in your hands fairly soon after that.
Probably by the end of February.
Yeah, probably. it's impressive. Like, he sent us these not because... these are all ready to go. He's done them,
Well, they're done. I can see them. They're in my hands.
There's more in a range, I think. Is there anything missing? Character packs, that kind of stuff.
Black coach.
Yeah, how he's representing a black coach, which he's doing not as a typical... Because this was our input, my input to him.
It was mine, but I don't mind the black coach.
That
doesn't bother me.
The concept of it. But
It would be scary seeing a flying funeral coach. Would it not?
Yeah, I suppose. It's dumb.
Dumb.
But yeah,
Thanks, Amber.
When I get these painted, I will be totally, that's my opinion, compared to like the GW range, which obviously you can't buy off the shelf, let's remember that.
The only thing in that range I think you can get easily enough is the skeletons, because they're generic between all the skeletons. And the Tomb Kings were flooded.
Yeah.
I mean, there are millions of units of skeletons.
Exactly. But
try and get yourself some Grave Guard also.
But if you wanted reassurance that Chromity Forge is a Kickstarter that is definitely going to happen, and you will have your things, and it will not be 2 years delayed.
Hey,
I mean,
sometimes it takes 2 years.
It's like I cannot.
I'm nearly up here.
It's the benchmark. They're the bar. I would say Chromity Forge is the bar, isn't it?
Amber. So I think I'm nearly up a year. I think it's a year in February.
Is it?
I mean, the Kickstarters have gone way longer than this.
What was your original, you predicted?
By the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
2019.
Oh, okay.
I mean, got all the sculpts in, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Even if everything went to plan, I still couldn't have got them out, because I'm still waiting on sculpts.
Yep.
But, when you use an artist that's, what's the word? A contractor, then there's only so much control you have over them. Where John's already done all the sculpts.
Well,
he does the art himself.
Yep.
He does the sculpts himself.
Yep.
He does the prototypes himself.
Yep.
So then it's just shipped to a manufacturer. Can you manufacture these for us? Yeah. And they're not like me. They're like full time. Yeah, exactly. They do this all day, every day. Yeah, if you say I need 10,000 units next week, there you go. 10,000 units next week.
Yeah, here's the bill.
Yeah. Here's the bill. Yeah. So, fair play to him. He is knocking it out of the park, sir.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, and I did get asked by, like, Jim, the gent, was like, oh, I'd like to buy, like you say, he wanted to buy some Skaven. I said, but the website doesn't show, isn't got a shop in it. It's like John, like, the guy said to me that when he has four Rangers out, he'll turn his website into a shop.
And he's also said that you can buy Phase 1 Skaven.
Yeah.
In this next Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So there's another opportunity there. Also, that helps because you get more money through the Kickstarter.
Yeah, exactly.
More stretch goals, etc.
Perfect.
No, it's very good. I mean, I don't want to put a shoe in, but the old Chaos Dwarfs Kickstarter doesn't look like that's going very well.
So that
at
was
all.
Chatted about yesterday at the pub. It seems like this guy has just gone off comms, hasn't he? So I don't know about that. You know, like
I didn't back it because I was a little bit wary.
Didn't know the individual, but I mean, if the person is very unwell, then that is unfortunate.
That does happen with one of the bands.
It does happen, but it's equally. It's like, what about all these people that promised you money?
All right, so let's. I'm just spitballing because I am here. I'm. If there's like a or whatever, there's a line.
Yeah.
From Comedy Forge.
Yeah.
At one end,
yeah.
Where he's like self-contained. All he has to do is get somebody to produce it for him.
Yeah.
Which is like that's completely interchangeable.
Yeah.
You can go to a manufacturer.
Yeah.
You can go to a different manufacturer. You can go to two of them at the same time.
At the same time.
Whatever. Yeah. So. To this other fella with the... what was the name? Dancing Yank?
Yes.
So he's a complete one-man band.
Yeah.
It looked from the outside like he was doing everything himself.
Yeah.
He was doing the concept work, the sculpting...
And he was producing stuff in two ranges.
In two scales.
Two scales.
So if he's doing that, and it was in metal,
mm-hmm.
So you've got to do twice the moulding, twice the production, all in-house. So he could have spent... all of the money that's been kickstarted just on getting equipment to do the job.
Yeah.
And now he's kind of like, I'm behind the eight ball a bit now, I'm not well.
I've
spent all the money.
You look fine to me, Barry.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Mr. Dancing Yak.
Yeah.
I've got no money to go external and get this produced externally because all the money's gone.
Yeah.
But it's that's not to say you won't get it done.
Yeah.
But maybe he won't get it done soon.
Yeah, exactly.
But the biggest problem is nobody ever saw a final product.
No.
Whereas John, he's shown you the final product already.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, no matter how like unwell this guy is, it's like it doesn't take much to send out a bit of communication.
Well, he has. What there comes a point where what else? What can he say that's not already the same thing?
I don't know. Just an update of like.
So I'm still ill.
Realistic time schedules. Yeah, it's like
I
am unwell and I'm gonna not get better for 3 months. It just goes
to show you how Kickstarter is not.
It's not a shop. It's not guaranteed. It's like
it's not guaranteed.
It's a risk. Yeah, but these things always are like
But I think that one, that Dancing Yak, was better backed than Cromarty Forge's first one. Even though the Cromarty Forge one, I saw the gear, the metal miniatures. I never saw a single metal miniature.
But he was tapping into two markets. Dancing Yak was that's.
Oh, the 28 mil is worth the money. It's probably
28 mil. All the fantasy players would like a Chaos Dwarf army in that scale. Yeah, looking original, looking like big hatted. It was like a good idea. Like it would be a popular idea.
It doesn't take much 28 mil money to run up 10 grand.
Yeah.
$10,000, does it? I mean, an army at 28 mil is probably 300, 400, 500 maybe, who knows? Yeah. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, alright then, well, that's probably our Kickstarter update.
Yeah.
Good luck, John.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
Where am I talking from?
We're doing a separate section just to see Paul's work. What do you mean from?
Well,
we're not
including
the events.
Yeah.
And the last one was in...
Oh, okay, yeah, so we're not including the events. Yeah, okay.
Because they're two separate recordings. Mm-hmm. And then we've got everything you've done since we last recorded, which was in... Before Christmas.
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
Okay.
That's not a bit. What are these Flames of War cards, by the way, while we're at it?
I'll explain it to you. Yeah, yeah. And I was, okay.
This wasn't in the edition I last played,
no,
these cards.
No, no.
These are modern.
Yes, they are.
But you don't play modern.
No. Well, we'll put this on podcast.
Yeah, it is on podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. Not recording.
Of course I have.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah, so... all right.
You're too busy fettling.
Yeah, yeah. I think the... okay, so... It's been quite a while since we recorded because of breaks, and we are talking about separately the two events I've been to that Barry missed.
Yeah, we need to get one recorded, otherwise we won't need to have an episode.
So I don't. Yeah, I'll keep it light. I mean,
keep it light.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm just working on here is Anthony wants to play some Flames of War. And these are some Italians that I'm just naturally drawn to Italians. I don't know why. Yeah, like. You know, that for and this is these are version 4 Flames of War, and that's how V4 Flames of War changed. It gave you unit cards, streamlined the rules, and gave you unit cards.
I thought you played V3.
Yes, we do, but these are V4 models, so the cards come with the models. So
you don't use the cards then?
No, I mean, I'm not throwing them away because maybe one day we'll try, because you get a free rule book as well. Maybe we'll try V4, but I mean, yeah, at the moment we carry on playing V3. So that's all that is. And I've painted up this Warhammer Underworlds warband here, this Gripper's Snarlfangs. They're three goblins on... I won't call them grots, because that's what they are in Age of Sigmar.
Grots?
They're called grots, not goblins.
No, they're not. They're goblins.
Yeah, I know they are goblins, and I will call them goblins.
Don't call them Uruks or Orogs or whatever they're called.
Hello? So I've also painted this Age of Sigmar warband. And in Age of Sigmar universe, they're called grots. And I just can't call them
it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's goblins. And they're goblin wolf riders. And they look really good.
Did you see, just to cut you, did you see the new magazine they released last week? Or Mortal Coil or something?
Oh, what, kids magazine?
Well, no, Games Workshop magazine. So you've got like three miniatures on the front of it. One of these ones, they do for 40k.
No.
But it's for Age of Sigmar.
Okay.
And I looked at it and they was like, oh, you get these three Stormcast and you get a load of ghosts and stuff. Yeah. It's like, no. If it was fantasy, I'd look and go, yes, I'd like a bit. But you say, I don't want to call them grots. They're not grots. These are goblins. They couldn't be any more goblin if you try. They're, I don't know, forest goblin, common goblin.
Well,
they're not night goblin, are they?
No, they're not night goblins. You just call them common goblins. You know, but you exactly, you're right, Barry, because the thing is, their aesthetic of these guys is exactly the same as what it was in Warhammer. So they're like they look like they're little mini versions of Genghis Khan, except they're goblins. Yeah, like they have that kind of decor.
Yeah, so they're wolf riders.
Yeah, wolf riders.
Or wolf chariot riders.
Now, the wolf rider models that are still valid in the game system, Age of Sigmar, I don't know, from a well old, like our old.
Like, yeah, like 20 years.
Yeah,
easy.
Exactly.
Easy.
And it's like, but these guys look so much better. That it's like, it just shows you that, I mean, the problem is GW would constantly be updating their lines, their product lines, with like recent things. If they couldn't develop anything new, they'd just be going back over and redevelop it. Like, look, these are the new goblins.
You're drawing me into new topics.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so I'm going to have to say something now, because I'll forget. Yeah. Right, so my New Year's resolution, my main one, is to start painting again.
Yeah.
So I invested in a nice pair of reading glasses set to the right distance, because normal reading glasses are set at 40. I paint at 30 centimetres, so I wanted them set so I could actually see properly.
Okay.
Right, so then I get all my paints out.
Yeah.
And like some of my paints are running a bit thin on the ground. Some of them have actually gone out.
Died.
So I've got Citadel Foundation paint. I get this one out and I start like base coating and stuff. Yeah. And then, we don't make that paint anymore.
No, because it's been a while.
Right, okay, so then I'll put my Baal Red... So it's Mephiston or something.
Yeah, but there'll be a paint that's very similar.
It's very similar, but not the same paint. And there's like, so then this foundation paint, they don't do that anymore. And then it was like this wash, don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but they'll...
So what do I do? Just get all my paints, just chuck them in the fucking bin.
No, use your paints until they're done, and then buy
then
the ones that are closest
to
them.
You've got to move paints mid-project. So you've got
you'll barely notice, Barry.
I'm so anal. It's like, why?
Yeah, but you'll barely notice.
But that's exactly what you've just said. It's like they've changed their paints. So people like me say, well, I'll have to get new paints. I can't risk running out of paint midstream, mid-flow.
Why not?
Because that's not how life works for normal people. You, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, but you're talking about a tiny change of, like, tone in a pack.
But you go onto Reddit and say, what's the replacement for Mephisto? Yeah, oh, there isn't one. Oh, this one's too bright, this one's too dark, this one's too shiny.
What's the replacement for this red paint, this other red one?
Well, it's not a normal red paint, it's a foundation paint.
You're just
it's
got being different anal.
It's not me being anal. This is the way the world is. Lots of war games are anal.
Well,
and GW keep changing paint, surely. Because in the same time, like Vallejo paints.
Yes, yeah.
They've added new ranges, but they haven't retired any paints that I can see.
Yeah, but imagine Vallejo is a tiny company compared to GW. Is that
it?
Right? I don't know. But like,
but they do millions of paints. Right. And they, as far as I can see, all the paints that I've got, no matter how old they are, they still do those paints. All they might do new paints.
That's great, but they haven't expanded in other ways, have they?
They do new paints. But GW now just keep moving paint ranges. All right,
not often.
But it must be, because, like...
Just shows you how long ago you said you painted something, Barry. But you're digging yourself into a hole here.
It can't be that long. How long has it been since they did the washes?
What, as in the... What, Citadel Colour washes?
The Devil and Mud and the Baal Red...
A long time ago.
It can't be that long.
Yes, it is, Barry. Look, you just don't... Like, I don't think you really have an argument here.
I definitely do. I'm
pulling it down.
So why? What's the equivalent to foundation paints?
Is the Citadel colour? Like, is it, you know, base paints? They all do that.
They got base paint.
No, I think the point of foundation paints was it was one coat, wasn't it?
It was like massive pigmentation.
Yeah, but that's all of them now. They don't do heavy. No.
Vallejo do heavy. Like, which is like heavy pigmentation. So they have heavy paints.
The base paints will go one coat over what you want it to do. That's the point of them. Base.
Like, how low can you go?
Like, they haven't made it worse. They made it better.
Okay. Well, because you've just not kept the colours. Why do you have to change colours?
Why do you have to
constantly rename stuff?
They're not constantly is doing it regularly. That is not regular.
Like, every 4 years they reboot a game system.
Yeah.
That's constant to me. Every four
is
years.
It four yeah. years.
I'd say every
year was constant.
Well, that's for you. Three times a year for some games.
Yeah, but well, the bad ones. Yeah.
So you know, that was a little gripe, because I actually started painting. I was like, shit. So I said, this pot's nearly empty, so I'll go on the internet to try and find a replacement.
You could have thought about that before you started.
You jump in, don't you? You jump in to get your new undercoats going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll talk about that in a moment. I just thought, because you said about changing stuff.
You
were talking about changing grots.
Well, yeah, I mean, just because it's just a name, it's an aesthetic. I mean, the point is they look like old, like they look like the same style as old Warhammer.
But
that's the same with the Skaven warband that I'm using at the base you've seen before, which I'm actually using for the event. This is the if I lose, which I'm going to lose on the second day, you get to do a Scrubs event, and I'll use them for the Scrubs event.
No.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to win. No way. They're not moved them on. Like, as in, they're stuck in, like.
But what would you want them to be if not this?
Something more Age of Sigmar, I guess. I guess I'm not just saying, like, the Age of Sigmar universe is populated with things which are dramatically different aesthetic and old aesthetic.
Yeah.
Now, that's one of the big reasons that turns me off playing Age of Sigmar. Aside from the fact that I hear the game system's got its problems, and that's another matter. But the main reason is because, oh look, my Skaven look exactly the same as they did 15 years ago, and I'm against things like on the front of that magazine, dwarves flying air balloons, you know, with their guns. With rail guns. It's like, it's not, hang on, it's in the same universe. You know, but in Underworlds, where it's confined, where I know I'm not going to face a airship, you know, like, that's fine to me. And the game system Underworld is solid, it's really good. You know, it's when I was into Magic, to me it's Magic, the Gathering. You know, because there's hobby in it, in like you paint your nice models up nicely, but you don't have to do them, they're coloured plastic.
Yeah.
You know, but to me, like when I was at your club playing Magic the Gathering, that's the appeal of Underworlds.
Cool.
Speaking of that, is that your club done?
Dead.
Dead.
Stuff? Dead. So it was one of the decisions I took rationalise my time.
Yeah.
The problem was I was wasting an evening,
an important evening every week.
Because I don't get that many of.
No, God no.
And I wasn't even getting to play. It's like, well, this can't happen.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna have a night out, I'm gonna actually do something on that night out.
Yeah, exactly. Not facilitate your hobby isn't facilitating other people's.
Well, it has been.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but it shouldn't be, should it?
But if there's nobody to facilitate, when the horse is dead, you're dragging around the dead horse.
Yeah, exactly,
It's going mouldy and smelly and there's flies and stuff. Yeah, you've got to leave the horse eventually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I killed off that club. After nearly made 7 years. It would have been 7 years in February. Yeah, easy club.
I mean, that only means something to you, doesn't it? I mean, it's a shame that it's ended.
Some commitment.
But yes, it does.
Every Monday for 7 years.
But you didn't need to keep it going just to say it was 7 years old.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't mean anything to anybody else, does it?
It doesn't. Painting. I'm enjoying painting. Painting's like a hobby you can do on your own.
Well, I'm surprised. Well, yes, that's why I like to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, but I always found painting was just like this annoyance that got in the way of actually playing.
Probably then you were painting something, you were doing something you didn't want to do. Yeah, I mean,
I was just in a different phase of life, I think.
I mean, for me, I've always enjoyed, like these Underworld War bands, they're like little projects. So, like, would I want to paint an entire army of Stormcast Eternals? No. But doing three, like, to play a game system, I'm happy to do three. I'll do three of anything, you know, like, or maybe seven, because some of them are like that, you know, but it's like, right, okay, and especially when you can follow a nice guide online. And it's a shame, actually, Duncan, the main guy, has left that job. The main, you know, he's that recent in Christmas news, he's left the company.
All right.
Yeah, it's a shame because he does good videos. But somebody will replace him, you know, like, and they'll, like, it's them using the colour combinations that I wouldn't think to do. Like, how those bases were done on those Wolf Riders is use a couple of colours I wouldn't have even considered to do for basing. It was like, really? You're going to dry brush it that colour? It's like, oh yeah, it gives that effect, gives that look. Because I wouldn't even... Like they're inked. The bases are inked with Reichland Fest Shade, which I've only ever used on skin.
Right.
Like, you know, but they're not. It's like it's a wash that can do other things as well, like that.
That's
like,
cool.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, I'll never be, I don't know.
Golden Demon?
Yeah, Golden Demon.
Because you don't put enough hours in, that's the problem. Yeah. No, I mean, like, to each project. So, for example, a 28mm miniature, you want to go into Golden Demon, it's like 30, 40, 50 hours. You're not going to put that in?
No, I'm not. Yeah, like, I paint because I enjoy it, but also to build armies.
To play with.
And also, occasionally, when I have a commission on the table, yeah, I'll do a commission because that's money. And it's nice to earn a little bit of petty cash in your spare time, isn't it?
Okay. So we'll wrap this up here. I'll talk about painting next time.
Yeah.
I've actually finished two.
Yeah.
I finished. We'll talk about
that. But hopefully we get back into a period of recording regularly and I can be more on it, up to date with what I've done in the past week.
So.
I need you to come pick me up, all right? I got bit by a fucking disease, dog. God damn it.
So we're going to talk about Paul's experience with demons.
Yeah.
At the what was
Christmas
it
War Master.
Xmas Master.
Xmas War Master in Daventry.
Daventry.
Yes.
Janos came along last minute.
Yes, he did.
Jim was there.
Yep, he was. Yep.
Declan.
Was there. Yeah, there wasn't many players. There was and
Paul.
No, he was not.
So Paul was running it, wasn't he?
Oh no, so Paul Godboy. Yeah, sorry. There's more than one Paul in the hobby. Yeah. Paul Godboy was running it. Tony was having to play in the Ninth Age stuff. So there's only two forces. There's only six players. John. No, sorry, it's not John. It's Steve, isn't it? Was the
his Facebook name.
I keep thinking that. But Steve was playing, and then another guy I didn't know.
He's selling a dwarf army on Facebook today.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Fair price.
Nice.
I took demons because I wanted. That was the army I would have taken to the Triwiz, but couldn't because of that funeral that I needed to attend.
What was your build?
It's the models I had.
There we go.
I'd taken two units of demonic beasts.
Two beasts.
Now
you're talking about. Are they 220 each?
220 points, yep.
So that's 440.
Yes.
That's
yes.
More than 40. What was that? 440. So it's like 20% of your army in two units.
Yes.
More than 20%.
Hey, it's cheaper than two Grey Demons.
don't get me started on that.
So I took them, and then...
How did you make the second one? Because the first one was all cobbled together, wasn't it? Space marine stuff.
So that's what they look like. So one unit is the actual, the plague bearers are the actual models for a demonic beast, the ones that GW did the sculpts of, and the other one is a character mixed with one of your demonic hounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite small, isn't it, that beast? I would expect, yeah. I don't know, I was expecting something a bit bigger.
It should be,
it should be bigger,
yes. But that's what it is.
But I think, anyway, it is what it is. Okay, so we took two units of those.
I took two units of them.
Did they get any fighting done?
Some, but not enough. They didn't, I'll talk about the games. Really, the story of the games is one story repeated three times. I took seven units of demonic hordes.
Seven?
Yeah, because I found... Yeah,
you found another one?
I bought a unit of horrors.
Bought one?
Well, off a recaster, obviously.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like...
just don't drop them down there next to them. Like, oh, they're quite interesting, aren't they, horrors?
Yeah, they're the Dzinch demon hordes. Two units of cavalry.
Is that the flag, then? The kind of flames?
Well, that's the command stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, two units of flyers. So they're the actual real demonic flyers, as in the actual models that GW made. And
Zinish.
Two units of hounds, and I think one unit of swarms, I think it was in the end. Yeah.
One swarm?
Yeah, just one.
Oh, that sounds like a mistake.
Yeah, it wasn't many. I didn't take many.
You need some. I think, did I take four of those?
Yeah, I'll talk about the game.
Okay. You'll have to in a minute. Okay. Right, okay, come on then, let's have it. So, who did you
play? Had a very low break point. You know,
I needed.
And
what was your breakdown to? Eight or
seven?
Seven, yeah. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So, my first game was against Jim's Dwarves. So, obviously...
Jim, are they real dwarves?
They took a lot of unit warriors.
Are they proxy dwarves?
Oh, well, it's Jim, isn't it?
Yeah, what he's using?
I don't remember it being real dwarves.
Did he go my route and just have all warriors?
Pretty much. He had an artillery brigade, loads of warriors.
Just all warriors.
No rangers. Forget about it. He did have a gyrocopter, at least one.
That's just to fill points, I guess.
Well, and also direct a bit more shooting as well, isn't it? Yeah, it's a flyer. He can do what flyers
one,
can do.
One runesmith with the...
I didn't take an Anvil of Doom. He didn't take it. And then some magic items as well, including definitely a scroll of a dispelling. What I've taken to the event was the demons that I had. Just let the wife see if she's okay.
So I'll just talk about the fact that I think the armour buff for the dwarves is under-costed, the warriors. I think that profile, although it's pillar-fisted, the 3-4-4, that is harsh for one... What are they?
110.
110. The same as a... Yeah.
Well, I mean, dwarves don't have the... like a combat character to move around, flying terror.
And when they get terrified, they get into trouble.
They have there's a mechanism there to ignore the terror, but it's...
Well, that four of armour is something, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah,
Are there any scenarios in this game?
No, there was no scenarios.
So it's all pitch black.
Oh, no, hang on, no, tell like, no, the first one was
you were supposed to, you said yeah. I made
yeah,
substantial
made those,
notes.
Yeah, but
it's an
event after the event now, isn't it?
Where are the notes?
I was texting
him on the day, he said, Paul, don't forget to make notes, because it may be a little while till we record. He said, yes, I've made plentiful notes, I'm just saying, where are the notes?
It's my style.
Yeah. I have the notes in my head.
Yeah.
So, what are the scenarios? No scenarios. Oh, maybe there was not.
There were scenarios. But, as in, and really, the point about scenarios is none of them really influenced the game. In my matchups, they would have done, like in other matchups, definitely. Let me explain this.
I'm trying to understand how a scenario doesn't affect anything in the game.
Because the matchups were basically. I was blown apart, three times.
So sort of give me an example of the first scenario against Jim. What did you have to do?
I think that was just regular game.
Sorry, pitch battle. Fair dinkum.
So Jim had an artillery brigade, as you would expect.
On a hill.
And a heavy dwarf build. No easy targets, especially if I can't get to the artillery. Now, because I had not taken a greater demon, now the only plus point, really, of a greater demon is that he's a single stand. So the way he had his artillery brigade of cannons and two flame cannons and another unit.
All the cannon.
But there was space for a single stand to make contact with just one unit of cannons. It was possible, you know, because the way he'd set it up, he can't have. He hasn't got three point defense guns. He's got two, so that means there will have to be somewhere that you can get to it. You know, like with just one stand. I didn't have the greater demons. Yeah, you know, I've chosen not to take them. But this was the situation where they would have been okay. Now, I've talked about this before. Now, there's points of your army build, and then there's points relative on the table. Now, a greater demon is 300 points of excessiveness. You know, like, it's a lot of points. It needs to do a lot of work to make its points back. But that's in the army list build. In the setup where I've got... Well, because my demonic flyers, I don't have a movement spell. If I did, If I did, then the flyers will take care of the cannons.
I doubt it. They can
have a go. It's my best. It becomes my best tool set.
It's your best chance. Yeah,
best chance. Now, but I don't have a flying. Don't have a movement spell. So there, I would have traded a greater demon for a unit of cannons, even though that would be 300 points compared to 80 points. I'd have done it. Because on the table state, those two units of cannons are hurting me. Because, yes, I can absorb casualties, I've got a swarm if I can... But Jim ain't no idiot. Like, you know, sooner or later, like, he can get it and not get it so those swarms are touched by something and then they'll fire
yeah,
it next.
Yeah, yeah, of
course. Or just so much that actually it'll just blow through. Yeah, eventually.
Well, the swarms will pop.
Yeah, swarms will pop.
And the runes was to stop when you casting spells, as it would be.
As you would, and yeah, you know, it's like as you'd expect. So it's like, right, I need those cannons dealt with because I can't cover the distance of the table. If I got very lucky, I would be able to get quite a few things over there. But to storm those cannons is going to hurt. They're hurting me. But I didn't have the right tool set. In all three of my games, I tried to use my flyers to like. Interact, you know, to like mess around with the artillery gates, but they were too well protected. Like, you know, as in each time, you know, it's like they just couldn't get in where they needed to get into. Jim, it was a really good game with Jim. It was closer than I thought it was going to be, but Jim did beat me, you know, and I lost my general on that.
Of course,
one.
You did.
Yeah, because I had a great thing of manoeuvring all around his dwarves and like, you know, like I had like three sides of a brigade and stuff, and I did have some success like killing some units, but it's hard. There was no weak spot because I couldn't get.
Dwarves don't have weak spots.
Yeah, didn't have the weak spot. Didn't they? Like, and it's yeah. I think with all, you know, but with all three games, I should have defaultly just done like, if in doubt. Who's your most expensive stuff? Get them next to your general. Get them in combat. That's a tip. Like tip one for Warwars and new players is right. If in doubt, just do that. Because
just do what?
Well, whatever the most expensive thing you've got, your expensive brigade.
Right.
So say it's Empire. I've got a brigade of four knights. If in doubt, make sure the general is within 20 centimeters and just tell them to charge. Like whatever you can, just right. Send them into combat because they do nothing, not engaging.
Okay, so don't leave them to a wizard.
Don't leave them to a wizard or something, or them being picked apart. It's just like, if in doubt, just swing. Like, you have a box, you'll have a puncher's chance. You know,
I mean, your greater demon, if it got into the flank of a cannon, wouldn't even take a stand and shoot.
Theory hammering it, the greater demon charges one unit of cannons, because that's all that can fire on him, takes some shots, wins the combat, those cannons die. It then advances onto something else. And maybe mutual destruction, or like if you get like you have to look at the same. So say it only ends up taking one unit of artillery off, like one. So there's one. Then there's left with two defense guns and one unit of cannons.
It should get half of them. It should get.
But then one unit of cannons doesn't do half the work of two units.
No, it doesn't.
So then you can deal with that a lot better. Like they might not knock off stands, they might not cause a nice nasty drive high drive back. You can take it,
but once you've traded off your greater demon and you've taken off your points for your characters, there's no one army left.
I hear that.
So I think this taking things like these, what are they called, these things,
demonic beasts,
I'd have gotten zero use out of them because nobody would fight them. Everybody knows that they're like seven attacks.
Yeah, on the charge.
Seven on the charge, 21.
Yeah.
Put a character with those, and they just chew through anything.
Yeah,
short base. Mm-hmm. But everybody knows that. They look at them, so I ain't fighting them.
It's true.
So you lost game one against
Jim, but let's say it was closer than I thought it was going to be. But
game two,
I played Janas, and he was using Empire.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
two easy opponents using two easy armies.
Yeah, well, I mean that does like give me some credibility. But yeah, so I played against Janas and using Empire. Now Janas has never won an event with Empire, and his build, I would not have said it was optimal. He did not have two Terracausing characters, and he didn't have an abundance of knights. I'd say the best Empire build is 4 to 6 units of knights, your artillery brigade, two Terracausing characters. That's what you need. This one though is like it again. The artillery brigade was hurting me, and Janas actually like defended the best of all three of my opponents. You know, because I ended up playing you know another Empire player for round three. Yeah, nice. But he protected the other. I just couldn't.
Janus is the dwarf, but yeah, I couldn't get
the way he sets up his cannons as well is just like, oh well, I get.
He doesn't maximise damage out.
No,
he just minimises your chance of getting
in. You cannot do it. Like you're just like, I will not. Like, oh look at that nice defender position you've like castled up in. I'm just not getting into that. But the point of that game is I know playing Janus is like, I ain't going to beat him because I'm better than him. I'm going to beat him because I get lucky. And
what
about
the scenario?
The thing is, the scenarios that involved like objectives didn't have cumulative scoring.
You only score at the end of the game.
Yeah, one did and one didn't. Right. You know, like, and it's like the one that didn't matter at all then. My criticism of the scenarios is like, you know, is if you're they have to be cumulative scoring all the time, and you can make it so it's hard, or like Winter Roller 2020 has dropped down the quickness you can. Well, I say, oh, no, I thought it was particularly quick, but the
it definitely was quick in some games.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, you can't like
score in opponent's turns now.
Yeah, no, you can't do that, and you can't. You couldn't win the game in three turns.
Okay.
You know, like, but it needs to do that to. Otherwise, it just means something at the end. Whether you've managed to get total annihilate, like 4 points of the opponent or not. But in this say against Janus, I wasn't even particularly lucky. I remember there's a few things in Warmaster where it's like the situation happens in complete isolation, as in like this unit fights this unit with no outside interference at all, no support, no nothing else. But there was a case where he charged a unit of halberdiers into a unit of my demon infantry.
Mm-hmm.
They were by themselves because right. The game had
default. Okay, you should be losing that.
So he comes in with 4 attacks,
yeah.
But I've got 5 up armor. Same attacks, yeah. But I've got 5 up armor.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you should win.
Did not. Like,
but it's better for him to charge than be charged.
Yeah, of course, and that's the right thing to do in that situation, because if I charge him, it really, really swings in my favour. But it's just like, my point was, is like, even a situation where they're, look, like, that I am... I should win that fight. I clearly have an advantage over him. Not much, but I clearly do.
Definitely an advantage.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no,
that's why like, he ends up,
those two halberdiers are left alive. As in, he loses a stand and wipes out my unit. And I'm just like, well, it ain't my day. Like for
it ain't
this,
your day.
Ain't my day today. So again, I lost to Janas. And wouldn't have expected anything different. You know, and then my last game was against a guy I hadn't met before. He was using Empire, and he had a lovely painted army. It was a Vampire Counts themed Empire army.
Oh, nice!
It was brilliant. It was like really well painted, based and everything. But he had the optimal list. He had, you know, a lot of unit knights, 2 foot Terracausing characters, and an artillery brigade.
I'm still not sure you need 2 Terracausing.
I think you do. I would say that I would go to,
because you've got other things that can do cause terror. You've got a magic spell that's pretty easy to get off that can cause terror.
You do. In this last game, I really he wasn't as protecting his artillery as well as he could, and he was using actually a gym-inspired tactic of using a unit of pistoliers close to the artillery brigade, like guarding them. I sent a lot of resources in to try and get these things, and I just failed to get it. I would say for this one, the initiative was more with me. Like, I was definitely making more aggressive moves and coming at him, but I just couldn't deal with it. I didn't stop his artillery from shelling me to bits. And by the
the problem is, right, cannons are only in two lists, and you've played both of them. You played all three games against them.
Yeah.
But demons have more tools to combat it than quite a lot of armies.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you tried playing with ogres. Oh, my God.
No, that's...
It's just fucking misery.
It's really hard.
They're blowing lumps at units that cost 150 points.
No, I think that's terrible for ogres.
It's like, oh, shit, oh, this dear. Stinks.
Oh, dear. I mean, it's... All said and done, it was like, right, I know what a good demon list will be. And, yes... When you have your rangers out, your Kickstarter is finished. Yes, you can build the good demon list, which is going to be majorly infantry because they have.
I think you need swarm.
Yes. Okay.
Maybe as many as four. Yeah.
The good list is a big demon army, relatively lots of infantry. And you certainly don't make your general a terror causing, like loaded down. And I lost him twice in three games. I lost him twice.
I don't think I've lost two generals in my life. That's somebody else.
That's the only thing Janus didn't do to me is he didn't kill my general.
He didn't.
Like, what a scrub.
So who won the event?
It was high elves. Declan using high elves. He borrowed
high elves. The high of St. Paul.
I mean, the point of this tournament was it was just like Declan, who's I've only ever seen use Empire. Borrowed high elves for variety, I guess, or anything else, off the organizer. He forgot a few high elf things.
You don't need to do much apart from leadership 10.
Yeah, exactly. And Declan still took the tournament. And it was just like, and he was saying, they're so forgiving, it's so easy. Like,
oh, it is? Yeah. That's the thing, right? So I've been toying with the idea of getting Dark Elves, because I've already got High Elves, I don't use them very often anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the same problem, man. Because you just can't feel...
good about yourself.
Yeah, when you're using them.
I'm tempted to take Dark Elves to your Euro GT.
Do what you want.
I mean,
you'll probably do it stupidly and not take that 30-point item. And...
We'll talk about that in another section. But
what do you do? We've talked about it many times. I mean, I'm not saying that Declan's a good player. He's been unlucky against me several times. He should have won, and he didn't with Empire. But fucking high elves are so forgiving. It's like having stabilisers on your bike.
Yeah.
Because you can win a game, as proved in the what turned out to be the final of your London Intergalactic GT thing.
Yeah,
I got run down on a 10-9-6.
Yeah,
with silver helms. That was game. 10-9-6.
Bosh.
Move like a million centimeters. Hit your brigade in the flank. You're gone. And it's like I ain't got anything left. Silver helms have just run me down. And they were fucking miles away. But what can you do?
It's difficult.
I think.
Something that's going to be done is one of the Triwizards is going to have Command 9 characters only. So you won't pay any points for a general. Everyone will have Command 9. See what happens. They've done that especially for you.
I think that's one of my suggestions.
Yeah.
I think the other it's more palatable than the other suggestion.
Which was what?
I think we've talked about things like giving heavy cavalry slow.
But
then you just move to medium cavalry.
Just move to medium cavalry and just do it with medium cavalry.
I think you've just got to get rid of generals. Why should orcs be the only... That we've done here. Why should orcs be the only... race have a leadership 8 general?
Goblins.
Yeah, but I don't even count them as an option. If you want.
Why should they?
Why should they have to pay for this garbage leadership 8 general? Just give everybody a free leadership 9 general and call it done, and you get an extra 125 points to spend on your
list.
That's
exactly what the next Triwiz will do.
That's exactly what the game should be.
Well, let's find out.
You could actually give High Elves some of their toys back. You could probably give them the 3-up shooting Reavers. You could probably give them the 3-up shooting Bolt Throwers. You could probably give them the magic back. You could give them everything back if you take that Leadership 10 General away. Because everything you've tried to do to them, to neuter them, is to compensate something that's like the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, here is the problem.
Yeah.
This Leadership 10 is so good. Compared to everything else.
Well, you better make sure you play in the next Triwiz then, haven't you?
What? Barry? High Elves?
Yeah. Well, no. It's like, attend it and see...
I've signed up for it already.
Good. Well, that's good. Like, don't flake.
It's on my list. Anyway, so, right. So, Paul finished last.
Yeah, I did that. Dead last, yeah.
Dead last.
Dead last. Three crushed.
Three crushed.
Barely any points.
Mm. Barely any points. Mm-hmm. But you got to be in it to win it.
Oh, no, exactly. I mean, it's fine. Like, I got to use this army I've never used before, and I...
It's funny how you took my feedback from the try was where I came, like, second or third or whatever mm-hmm. I came. And I was saying, like, they were good, but you needed to do this, mm-hmm. you know, you need to focus on these demon... What, a beast?
Demon beast.
They didn't really perform that well because no one will fight them.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Double down on them?
Double down on
them. Take two of the bad boys.
Take two of them.
They're so scary.
In those three games, if I'd have taken two greater demons, I reckon I would have done much better. So there you go. Just because...
Two greater demons?
Yeah,
like break six or something?
Yeah, why not? Go low. They look cool.
Might as well have taken the high elf list that Jeff did with the five dragons.
Oh, God, that was terrible, wasn't it? Yeah.
Five dragons.
That was terrible.
His army was looking for a break four or something.
Was terrible.
Well, you had fun playing.
Had fun playing it.
With five dragons.
Yeah, it's like, here we go. Here we go.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, so he's doing another one this year, 2020?
Yeah, so rinse and repeat. It'll be, yeah, same deal again.
It's an awkward time, though, isn't it?
It is a little tricky, but I guess it's a legacy thing because they were running their ninth age event alongside it.
Right.
And the venue has changed. It's still round. It's just round the corner.
Ninth age Poplar? Were there many folks
there? I actually had a conversation with a couple of them. And I did ask, like, is this popular? And they said, yeah, it is. Like, it does sell out events, and some of them are sizable. Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, fair enough.
Are they happy about the relaunch?
I asked about that, but, like, what are the facts about it? Very few. It's hard, so they're not, like, too bothered, really. It isn't, like, the overall. It's like, this might be a thing, it might be nothing. You know, it's, like, it's years off anyway. But, yeah, it was just nice. It was nice to hear that they... That there is definitely a scene for Ninth Age, and it's quite healthy. So that's cool. I mean, but looking at the game, I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe it was because none of the armies I looked at were particularly nice or finished. But nah, it's like, as in, like, you compare the two, like, you compare, as in Warmaster, to a 28mm scale regiment game, and you're just like, Warmaster looks so much better.
Yeah, it does, but I do. Sometimes miss the variety of units because it is.
Yeah,
I know you can say this is the thing
yeah,
got
yeah,
magic
yeah,
banner.
Yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
okay,
blah,
okay,
blah.
I hear that.
Well, you used to have wolf chariots.
Yeah,
you used to have war chariots.
Yeah,
you used to have
loads of units.
We don't get that.
No, you don't. Definitely not. But it's just. But when you look across the table, when you're used to looking at a table where everything's 10mm, and then you go across and look at a table where everything's 28mm.
Or 88mm if you're playing
Age Sigmar. And they're like hanging off, like as in bits of scenery and everything, like because they don't really fit in them, and it just looks terrible. And I'm just like, and no matter how they've developed the mechanics of fantasy, it's still going to have its problems of not really being very manoeuvrable, really. You know, like
they still wheel and stuff.
I can't say for definite.
Well, I loved how.
But the way it is, it's like in Game of Thrones, you know, which is the same scale. Like, yeah, there isn't like you can get double moves on things, which can help. But ultimately, the units opposite each other will fight each other.
Mm.
Like, it's hard to avoid that. You know, like they might come at diagonals across a battle line, I suppose. But it's, you know, they will fight each other. You know, sooner or later. And they just, as I say, it's something we've said like 1,000 times. It's just like, Warmaster just doesn't have those issues. It's the beautiful game, isn't it? You know, it's like,
football, fella.
But I tell you what, like, I don't know if we're going to now record the Ancients one.
No, we're not.
The,
we're going to record an outro in a minute, and I'm going to go.
But the in the Ancients tournament, I just had like, it helped that the army I was playing against was conveniently based the same as the table. And it looked fantastic. Like, it was just so pretty. It was just like, this is pretty. You know?
It's pretty.
Hey, man. You seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet-ass 10mm ogres, man. I could bother up, man. I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber-jabber, fool. And get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. At BlackGateMiniatures.com.
Right, Actually, I'm just going to record an outro. I've just come across something that I meant to mention earlier. Mm-hmm. So, you know 5th Age Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes.
There's a Humble Bundle that is doing 5th Age, basically Lord of the Rings, ported into 5th Age.
Ooh.
It's yep. good. And you can buy, like, a load of books for not very much money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, about 10 quid, you get about a lot of books.
Wow. Okay.
But they're only ever PDFs, so I like real books.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, like, I
disappointed. Because so, even though it's cheap, I'm never going to print these buggers out, and yeah. I don't really like reading them.
Yeah, like I'd taken along our PDF printouts of the Ancients books, and it's just like I wish I had them real, properly bound as books. You know, like they're just much nicer to handle. Like,
but full colour books are very expensive to produce.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones that we're doing for Bruno, I mean, the front and back covers are colour, but the insides are black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
And that keeps it to a reasonable cost. Otherwise, you're paying, like, £20 a book.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's not good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, you will get new books soon, sir. Mm, I've ordered a couple of test ones. You'll be able to see it soon.
Looking forward to that.
Mm. So, right, we've just got to wrap up, because then I've got to go pick up the kids.
Yep.
While Paul's busy building 90mm on Lancer battery.
Basically, that's a...
artillery.
That's a 90mm... heavy anti-aircraft gun, which, yes, will shoot a plane out of the sky, thank you very much, but it will also shoot anything else off the table. Like, hit a tank with that, the tank's dead. You know?
I mean, it doesn't look overly well protected.
No, it's not. It's like, anything firing at it will kill it, but... if you get the chance to use
them. What was those Russian rockets?
Katusha rockets.
Yeah, but they were like miles away from the front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So basically...
and they were barely accurate, were they? Like, you know,
a bit like that, I guess, but a little bit more armoured.
Yeah.
Right, so we're going to wrap up today.
Yep.
We're going to do another one hopefully next week.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
We'll talk about the Ancients, we'll talk about Bruno.
Yep.
We'll talk about the Kickstarter.
I think that Skype is possible. We've got to think about how we can use it, if we had to. I'd rather be face-to-face.
So this will come out on Friday, which today's Wednesday, so 2 days, so I'll stitch it together.
Yep.
Put out an episode on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So this here, if you want to get in touch with us, as always, you can get us on the Facebook page.
Yep.
Or on warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yep.
If you want to get in touch with Paul, you can heckle him on Facebook.
Please do. Me and I can.
He's always up for a heckle.
No, I enjoy a good debate. Like, as in, I certainly enjoy, like, when you invite criticism of, like, let's talk about the topic in hand, like Warmaster, where they think Warmaster, like, falls down or what they would see different. Like, you've got to... well, what would you do differently? Like, I had a good conversation after the Ancients. Like, well, I said during, actually, it was at lunchtime of the Ancients event. And two people there were, what they thought was too strong in Warmaster Revolution. Mm. And I was like, well, how would you change it?
Don't know, like, flyers or something.
Well, yeah, exactly. They couldn't think up, like, a better way.
Well, people have been thinking this for 20 years.
Well, exactly.
So the problem with the only negative to we talking earlier being wrapping round to the culling the leadership 10,
mm-hmm.
you'll bring down the high elves, the dark elves, and the wood elves to a little bit.
Yeah.
But what do you think with the dwarves? Because dwarves now are shit if they don't have leadership 10. Because they have no cavalry.
No, they don't. But do they need it?
No.
Do they need cavalry?
No, so you're missing the fact, right? If you're ordering infantry, even with your general, two orders, minimum, 9-7.
Yeah.
So dwarves get 10-8.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Because they've got a special general.
Yeah.
If you go down to 9-7 and you give orcs the same general, I think orcs are going to beat dwarves normally in combat, just by sheer numbers.
Sheer numbers,
and sheer amount of attacks.
Okay.
So you're making an orc general the same as a dwarf general, and they've got boar boys, and you've got infantry and only infantry.
Yeah.
So it may be that... the dwarves get really badly handicapped by not having leadership 10 general.
Maybe.
Can
only find out by playing.
Well, see, I'll be betting nobody takes dwarves to the Triwiz with the leadership 9 general.
Maybe
prove me wrong. I won't be taking dwarves.
I mean, this year I'm going to use a different army for every different event.
You're going to lose with a different army every event.
Exactly.
No more Romans for you then this year. Right, okay, because you've already played Romans.
Yep.
Right, so that was Warmaster Podcast 132 with Paul and Barry.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Would you like to know more?